Dennis Mitchell.
Well, I hope all the good-looking Towson women will call in. I want to meet somebody.
Well, tell us about yourself again.
You've got to come up here and introduce yourself over the radio.
Heather. Heather is she's non-bi. She has no interest in you because she's already got her man set.
I know that.
Now, being from afar, maybe you could describe Dennis to the ladies out there this morning.
Well, he's sitting down, so I don't know how tall he is. Dark hair, glasses, pleasant appearance.
I'm about 5'5". I'm 175 pounds.
Hey, you like the leather look? Is it kind of giving that Fonzie?
Not quite. Yeah. Glasses give him the more intellectual look rather than the Fonzie look.
Appreciate you saying that.
He's a sharp fella, too.
Is he?
Oh, he's big in the politics, too.
Ah, okay.
And the sports and everything. And I just want to meet someone that I want to settle down with somebody.
Okay.
You know.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. And
you don't know anybody out there at the top of your head?
Single women.
They're tough to come by these days.
They are.
There's a few out there, though, I'm sure, somewhere. Oh, yeah. You tried many approaches here.
Have you tried the internet?
Yeah, some of it hasn't worked.
No.
There was a couple of findadate.com or
something like
eHarmony.com.
eHarmony was another one.
One time I went out with a girl.
Yahoo.com and Yahoo Personals.
Yeah. I went out with one girl through the internet one time. Me and her went to movies. What movie did you take her to? Took her, I think, a comedy. I forgot the name of it.
There's a problem right there. Comedy. You don't take them to comedy. Not the first time.
Chick flick.
Well, bunny.
Make her cry.
But anyway, she emailed me back saying she was going back to her old boyfriend.
That's tough.
It is. Just want to meet someone around my age and someone who's in the politics who knows what she wants in life. And I just want to meet someone who wants to be married, who's family-minded like I am, and just want to meet a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's too much to ask. Is it?
I don't think so, no. I'm sure some other people share your interest in the opposite sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do a little, this is just role-playing here, all right? You're at a gathering. You see a little lady over there on the side. Say Heather is that lady. We'll just, for the sake of fun here, let's just say her name is Charlotte, all right?
Okay.
All right, you're Dennis Mitchell. You're coming up. You see her over there. She's sitting all alone.
Where are we
at? You're just in a restaurant, an eating establishment. You're sitting over there, and he's getting ready to leave. And he's noticed that Charlotte has kind of been looking at him a couple of times. You can feel that vibe. She's kind of looking at you. You're feeling like, well, maybe she wants me to come over and say hello. You come up to Charlotte, and let's see how she responds.
Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Would you like to go to Shakespeare's Festival with me sometime?
See, that's a little strong.
I'm thinking you're coming on too fast.
You've never met before.
Man.
Okay, now I'll play the part of Dennis this time with Charlotte. All right, ready?
Uh-oh.
Hi, lady. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you this evening?
Doing well. It's good pastrami sandwich here, isn't it?
It is. Okay. I had the Reuben, but I noticed that pastrami sandwich you were having.
They put too much mayo on there, don't they? Yeah, it's kind of thick, but I'm going to talk to management about that. Listen, I'm out. It's been a beautiful day out. I'm headed over to the Shakespeare Festival, and I'm going to feed some geese some of this leftover pastrami. Would you like to come along?
That sounds like a nice evening.
Hey, there you are right there, Dennis.
Okay,
see?
Man. All right.
Now you've seen that. Yeah. You try it, all right?
Me try it?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I know that you like the geese at the Shakespeare Festival, and I was just wondering how often you go out there and would you like to throw some stuff at the pigeons sometime?
That's a good one. Go ahead. I'm going to let her respond to that.
Throw some at the pigeons.
I just want to know what we're throwing at the pigeons.
That's pretty good.
I know what the pigeons lay behind.